You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Two Brothers, One Show. My name is Frankie.
My name is Joey.
I don't think we've said the name of the show in a while.
Really?
I feel like I haven't said it.
I think you said it every time. Whatever. I think you've just sped through it.
It's fine.
Yeah, it's all good.
No. It's
all
right. It's part of the shtick.
Yeah, dude. Gotta switch it up occasionally. say it at different tempos, you know.
Yeah, just faster, slower.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to play a song called, I found this band, they're really good. They're associated with Foxygen. I'm confused about exactly how. I think one of them was like a drummer or something.
Okay.
But they had that like 70s funk rock kind of like thing going on.
I'm digging the name.
The Lemon Twigs.
Yeah,
that's the name of the band.
Digging it.
Lemon Twigs. This song is called I Want to Prove to You. That was I Want to Prove to You by the Lemon Twigs. Good little 70s inspired recent act. They actually just put out a new EP, which I want to listen to, but I haven't heard it yet, so I won't play it on air. I'm sure it's good, though. That was off the song I just played was off their 2016 debut album, Do Hollywood, which is fun. They even dress in like 70s outfits, which is like a little bit much. But like,
oh, is that what the... Oh, it's got like the button down over
yeah,
the...
Yeah, it's like a flowy kind of frilly...
The blazer.
Kind of like... Yeah. for us millennials out there, kind of like what Ron wears to the Yule Ball in Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire.
I don't really know what you're referencing. Not a millennial.
Oh, that's true. I think I'm the last year of millennials.
Nope.
What are you, Gen Z?
I think it's Gen Z, right? Right?
Sure.
I should probably know that.
Yeah. That's
just a classic Gen Z thing, not knowing our generation.
Yeah, classic Gen Z.
Classic Gen Z. On that note, Dark Red by Steve Lacy. Oh. Very good song.
All right.
A little more lo-fi, but I think that's just how we trend.
That's fine.
You play a song that isn't lo-fi, I exclusively play a song that is lo-fi, and then you're like, wait, this is a weird transition, and I'm like, uh-huh.
It's all right.
I just accept it.
I like the album cover. It's just a guy kind of posing with the guitar, but in just terrible lighting, which seems to be intentional.
Uh-huh.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Enjoy. Dark Red, Steve Lacy.
Something bad is about to happen to me. I don't know what, but I feel it coming. Might be so sad, might leave my nose running. I just hope she don't wanna leave me. Don't you give me up. Way I don't know, maybe I think of her so much it drives me crazy. I just don't want her to leave me.
That was a good song.
Yeah, it's lo-fi alternative R&B, pretty bum, pretty jam.
Did you see jamming. This is just because you said alternative R&B, I thought Brockhampton, of course.
Uh-huh.
They were supposed to come out with an album tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
but it got pushed back because they're making another album.
So they were like
literally like they tweeted out like, we know this album is supposed to drop on Friday, but like we had this like other inspiration and like this is our new direction, so we're gonna like, but also it could, knowing them, it could also just be like a misstep and they might still come out with the album, but now their new album's called Puppy, I think.
Okay.
I don't know.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I didn't really follow, like, I didn't even know they're it was just supposed a really to drop.
I follow them because they're just really weird.
They are.
Like, I mean, just like the, for those of you who don't know, Brockhampton, they're pretty hit or miss. I like a lot of their songs, but their big thing was that they released 3 albums consecutively in like 8 months after, like, and they'd had like another album before that, but like it wasn't that big. Like it was pretty big in like the indie hip hop world, but like then they released three consecutive albums that were all called Saturation 1, 2, and 3, and the premise was that they were, like, saturating the market with their music.
Yeah, yeah, it's an interesting idea. I gotta say, I personally, with their albums, I think each album has a lot of good individual songs. I don't know if I'd necessarily say all of the albums are together. Like, a little sporadic, in my opinion. Like, I don't know if they flow super well, but then some of their songs, like, hit really hard.
They try to do it with their, they have, like, a lot of skits and stuff, and, like plots, kind of. Not, like, they're not, like, concept albums, but they have, like, little skits that tie stuff together with, like, their music videos and
That's
stuff.
Interesting.
But they had a show on Viceland, too, which I never watched, but, like, I don't know. I haven't watched it.
It's interesting.
Yeah, but yeah, so I'm hoping that their new album comes out soon, because I'm curious to see what they do next. Because Saturation was good, but all the albums kind of sounded the same, which was, like, good if you like that, but they all have individual talent. So
right. Understandable.
To see that expand. I guess I'll play a Courtney Barnett song.
Ooh. So, yeah, good choice.
I do like Courtney Barnett. I've been listening to... Oh, did you ever hear... Well, I'll play this later, but she came out with, like, a collaboration album with Kurt Vile, who's also a really good musician.
I have heard of him. I have not listened to him.
Yeah,
I've seen him pop up.
The big song that was off of this album, like the collaboration album, was Over Everything. I actually do want to play that. Let me see if there's swear words in this.
Family friendly show.
Yeah, family friendly, thanks to the FCC.
Thanks, FCC.
Yeah, thank you, FCC. You guys are great. We love you.
Big fan.
Yeah, I think we're good. All right. Yeah, so we're going to play Over Everything, a collaboration song with Courtney Barnett and Kurt Vile.
Soul around, I wanna dig into my guitar, bend the blues riff that hangs over everything.
When I'm by myself and it's daytime, cause down under, oh, wherever it is I live when it's evening, you know I speed read the morning news and come up with my
about all the other things, like a big old ominous cloud in my periphery. But these days I inhabit a high-pitched ring over things. So these days I plug them up.
When I'm struggling with my songs, I do the same thing too. And I crunch them up in headphones, cause why wouldn't you? You could say I hear you on several levels at high decibels.
Over everything. Thank you.
trouble to bring this to me.
I know where I'm going. I'm not really mine. The destination that I don't want is holding me on. I'm away.
That was I actually forget the title, you know.
I know where I'm going.
Yeah, by E66S.
The song that you chose to
play.
Well,
see, I was looking through their entire library right now, and I don't think that's on their top. Actually, it is on their top ones. I'm just blind because I was like scrolling through some of the other songs, and I forgot. But yeah, it's I Know Where I'm Going by E66S. It's just like a lo-fi song that's looped, but it's I don't know. I like it. It's good.
Yeah, it's a banger.
I don't know if I call it that. It's like easy listening, but it's good for homework.
It's hardcore.
Oh, did you know? You already know. Dude, I put that on, just start working. Oof.
Yeah.
Oof.
I've been playing racquetball in the...
Have you?
Yeah, in the gym recently.
By yourself?
Yeah, no, with people. You can't play racquetball.
By yourself?
It would be wall ball if I was playing by... No, not wall
Two
ball.
Two rackets?
There's a name for it when you play by yourself.
Multiple balls?
I don't know, whatever.
It's
I've been
wild.
Playing racquetball, and for some reason there's like one person that plays, I guess, racquetball at the same time in another court, but they just like blast rap music as loud as possible and it just vibrates the walls.
It seems fun.
Yeah, it's great. It's a good time.
Really, really calling out that one person.
Yeah, that one person.
You know they're listening. You know they're going to be like, man, he made fun of me for playing music.
Yeah. All right, let's... Let's play something off of Melodrama.
Okay. It's a good album.
Let's do Supercut.
It's a very good album.
Here's Supercut by Lord.
Yay.
In my head, I play a supercut of us. All the magic we gave off. All the love we had and lost. And in my head, visions never stop. These ribbons wrap me up. But when I reach for you, there's just a supercut. In your car, the radio up. In your car, the radio up. We keep trying to talk about us. I'm someone you maybe might love. I'll be your quiet afternoon crush. Be your violent overnight rush. Make you crazy over my touch. But it's just a supercut of us. Supercut of us. Oh, it's just a supercut of us. Supercut of us. So I fall into continents and cars. All the stages and the stars. I turn all of it to just a supercut. I play in the
That was Supercut by Lord. Good song.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't like, I never really listened to Lord very much before Melodrama.
Oh, really?
Like, did I listened to some of her.
Did you go back and listen to Pure Heroin?
It's actually pretty good.
It's a great album.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. It just didn't hit for me.
I love
initially.
That album. I mean, I listened to it all because I remember this was back when Apple Music was like first becoming a thing and they gave away like it was like free to like listen to like all the beats and whatever, all that stuff, like they have the radio stations on there. And this like way before Pure Heroin came out, she had like an EP, and I remember hearing like the Love Club, I think it was. I don't think that's even on Pure Heroin. I think it was
it is
There was one song that
maybe
that's
wasn't. On the extended version. I don't know, I think it's on the regular one.
Be let me see,
it might be on the extended version now. I'm thinking about it. I think it's the extended version.
Checking. Yeah, no, it's not. But anyway, I remember hearing that, and that was like before Pure Heroin was out. And when Pure Heroin came out, I listened to it like all the time. It's super good.
Yeah, it is a good song. I think it was just because Royals was really overplayed.
Yeah,
so Royals, I think that kind of like turned me off to Lord like initially, just because I thought it was like one of those.
That's
like,
not even. Yeah, it's not even my favorite song.
No,
I like White Teeth Teens.
I like the song. I also like Million Dollar Bills, even though it's also overplayed. But
that's on the extended version. I think that's from the EP came out with.
I think I just like the EP.
Yeah, the EP is really good. Glory and Gore is also really good.
Yeah, that is a good song.
Anywho, what do you want to play next?
Ooh, let me. I have like a couple playlists I put together, so it's like kind of all over the place. Let me see if there's any songs I haven't played yet. All
right.
Do you remember if I played a song called Over You by Keshi? Actually, wait, that song's way too sad. Actually, we're gonna
just play the since I'm just on Lord's page, I can play that remix that she came out with, a homemade Dynamite with Khalid Post Malone and SZA.
Wild.
Have you heard this?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It's good. It's good.
Yeah, there's a clean one.
Yeah.
We'll play this. You figure out what you want to play next.
Yeah, go for it. I will. All
right, cool.
A couple rebel top gun pilots flying with nowhere to be. Don't know you super well, but I think that you might be the same as me. Behave abnormally. Let's let things come out of the woodwork. I give you my best, I tell you all my best lies. Yeah, awesome, right? So let's let things come out of the woodwork. I give you my best, I tell you all my best lies. See me rolling, showing someone else love. Dancing with our shoes off, no, I think you're awesome, right? Our rules, our dreams, we're blind. Blushed up with homemade dynamite. Our friends, our drinks, we get inspired. Blushed up with homemade
dynamite. I wanna feel like pushing our limits, I'm buckled for the ride. We're way too far from home. Let's be honest with ourselves. We're way too hard to try. So let's take on the night. If a lot is in the air, open. Finally, we're going and we'll fade. Our goals, our dreams, we're blind. Don't shut up when you're homemade. Dynamite, our friends.
Girl at the door, I sent your friend to the store. It's only me and you. Finally used to and I don't regret drinking this liquor, making you listen. I know you don't know me well. My girl's at the door and I left my pretense at home and it ain't no going back. Our rules, I think you're awesome, right?
Our walls, our dreams, we're blind. Don't shut up, we're homemade. Dynamite, our friends, our dreams, we can inspire. Don't shut up, we're homemade. Dynamite, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, what a wild song. Homemade Dynamite by, wait, who's it actually? It's just by Lorde, right?
And that's featuring Khalid. It's a song off of Melodrama, okay. Her most recent album. And then I don't actually know who did the remix.
Yeah, because it just says a remix at the end and then just has three artists.
It's featuring Khalid, Post Malone, and SZA. So,
I don't know. Yeah, I mean.
What do you want to play?
See.
You don't have anything.
You know, I was going to look for a song and then we started talking and I was like, man, I don't have a song.
I can play a SZA song.
Let me see if I can find one in the next like 5 seconds. If I can't, just cue it. You know what? You cue a song. I'll play the last song.
All right. Oh, yeah. By the way, I need to, just for the listeners, I need to bail at 6:45 because I have something at 7. So,
yeah, I think we'll just cut it. We'll just cut it there.
How bad are the lyrics on Drew Barrymore?
On Drew Barrymore? Oh, I was like, I thought you were like referring to actual Drew Barrymore. And I was like, I don't know how bad her lyrics
are. SZA has a song that's called Drew Barrymore. And there's like a clean version, but I want
it. Is there?
Yeah, there is.
Hmm.
There's a whole clean version of the album.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. A lot of artists do that. I always forget.
We're going to skip that one.
Yeah, we're going to go ahead. I don't know if that counts with the FCC rules.
Word. The Weeknd, maybe?
Ooh, The Weeknd's good. I've been listening to them more.
No. Like the song The Weeknd. Not the band.
I just like his
not
voice. Not the band, not the person. I just like his voice.
Anyway.
Well.
I forgot how charged most of the lyrics in this album are. Let's just do Sufjan Stevens.
Just play his Christmas album.
That's also an S. So that's what I connected in.
Yeah, Sufjan Stevens is good.
Oh, yeah, let's play Mystery of Love.
Ooh, good song.
Yeah.
Haven't seen the movie.
I know, this is the one. Did this one? No, he performed it. At the Oscars.
I want to say yes. This was
one of the songs from Call Me By Your Name, but it's a good song. Mystery of Love by Sufjan Stevens. Mystery Love by Sufjan Stevens from the Call Me By Your Name soundtrack.
Still got to see that movie.
Yeah.
Heard it was incredible.
I really want to watch it.
Yeah.
We're going to finish the song that Joey chose.
Yeah. List of People to Try and Forget About by Tame Impala. It's off the current B-Sides and Remixes album?
EP? No, it's like an EP.
I guess it's an EP.
I don't know. It's like an addition to the... to Currents.
It's very good. An excellent song. That's really all I gotta say about it. All
right.
It's killer.
Cool. Well, thanks for listening, guys. We'll be back next week.
Hopefully, yeah. I should be here.
Cool.
Yeah.